while walking around inside, oh, let's say a Walmart, and you find yourself directly in front of a short person, you need to change directions and increase the speed in which you're walking. This tactic will confuse the short person as to just who farted in their face and reduce their amount of anger, because they won't be 100% sure who's to blame. If you know it'll be a quiet, soft fart, it's okay to do it in front of little kids, because they'll probably not say much about it. Their parents will most likely just blame them, which will get you off the hook. Another potential strategy to implement when deciding who to fart around, on, or in front of, is the identity or definition of what's around you. Dogs and little kids, especially really small kids, aren't going to really care. Some older people lose their sense of smell and hearing. So if you must decide on whether to fart around young people or the elderly, you should choose the latter. Elderly people may not even know it was you and not them. If you're around a pool, lake, or the ocean, the water is one of the best ways to muffle a fart. It's even better in a whirlpool, where a lot of chlorine is used. Not only will the sound be muffled, but the smell of the fart will be watered down from the chlorine. If you're in a car and have to fart, just turn up the radio a little and cough a few times. Roll the window down a little, both on your side and the opposite back window. This causes the fart to exit the vehicle just a little bit quicker. If it's a strong one, indicate that you may have just passed a dead animal on the side of the road. Another potential place you may have to fart is during a funeral. If you do fart during a funeral, it's best to walk over to within close range of someone who's crying really loud and cough several times while releasing the fart. This person will be too distracted to know that you just farted, and through all their crying, they may not even smell it. If you have to fart at a dance club, you have it relatively made because the music will be so loud, nobody will potentially hear it. If you are at all worried about the smell, just fart over by someone who's got the strongest cologne or perfume on. These people won't care if they breathe in your fart because they're wearing too much cologne or perfume anyway. Another potential social situation surrounding farting is at a restaurant. If the restroom is locked, just find some old people. This is another situation where you need to just find the easiest victims to fart by. There's no way to get away with farting on people in their prime without potential negative reactions. In restaurants, just take a short walk around and let the fart out when you get within 10 feet of a table of seniors. Other people won't know if it's you or if it's them. If you're at work and you have to fart, just sit up a little straighter and push down a little more with your butt and lower your back and let it all out. Office chairs can muffle the sound a little bit, but also at the same time, open and close a drawer. Maybe put away some files at the same time, just to make sure you're simultaneously making some noise. There are a few farts where a lot of the above ramifications may not work as well. Those gems are the tuba farts, and the types of farts where you may not be sure that it's a fart at all. If you get the type of fart in which you're not sure whether it's a fart, you need to find a restroom rather quickly. Tuba farts take extra hard interventions and may not completely pass the test of not being detected. If you feel like a tuba fart is coming, you need to think of distance and where the least amount of evil is possible. Proximity is important, but mostly you want to put a wall between you and those most important to you. Look for a door straight away. You can pretend you're going to check on something. If you decide it's nothing but a soft fart and it's not going to be super noticeable, just fart nearest your least favorite person. A lot of people never know they're being farted on or near. These people are probably farted on all day long. They're so used to being farted on that they're probably really okay with it. Farting politely doesn't mean you can't fart at all, but it's more polite to fart on certain people than others. In some ways, certain people deserve to be farted on, especially those that are probably farted on all the time. As a wrestler in high school, I once farted on someone I was wrestling with. I never really admitted it was me and not him. It was to my advantage, though, at the time to fart on him, because it was the beginning of the end for him. I won the match, so farting can be to your advantage on certain occasions. If you decide to fart at your girlfriend or boyfriend's home, just fart near their pets. They may think it's their dog. Offer to let their dog out after you fart. They'll smell your fart and think you're super polite and understanding of their pet's needs. This tactic has fooled many and even won them brownie points because it makes you look a lot more intuitive. If you have to fart on a train,